Job Creators Network ad, Teachers Unions Using Our Kids as Political Pawns for Their Socialist Agenda. By Jerome Hudson on August 7, 2020. Job Creators Network, one of the country's largest pro-jobs organizations, launched a video exposing teachers' unions' effort of using coronavirus to push their favorite liberal policies and holding our kids hostage in the process. Randy Weingarten and America's teachers' unions are using coronavirus to push their favorite liberal policies and holding our kids hostage in the process, the ad's narrator says of the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Teachers' unions around the country are asking for things that have little to do with safety in the classroom. Their wish list includes passage of Medicare for all, taxes on billionaires, and a ban on their competition, parochial schools, charter schools, and parental choice programs. If we don't give in, they go on strike. Randy, stop using our kids as political pawns for your socialist agenda. Sign the petition at unlockhorseschools.com, the ad concludes. Watch below. Job Creators Network said the new 40-second ad is part of a five-figure campaign to educate people on how political this teacher union really is and drive petition signatures to unlockourschools.com. The leaders of America's teachers' unions are using coronavirus to push for their favorite liberal policies and holding our kids hostage in the process. Many teachers want to be reunited with their students and have real safety concerns. But their leaders in their teachers' unions are asking for things that have little to do with safety in the classroom, reads the Unlock Our Schools webpage. Indeed, teachers' unions from Los Angeles to New York have joined forces with socialist groups in demanding their left-wing wish list of demands be met before they agree to return to in-class schooling. As Breitbart News reported, the unions and social justice groups' demands include: no reopening until the scientific data supports it. Police-free schools. All schools must be supported to function as community schools with adequate numbers of counselors and nurses and community/parent outreach workers. Safe conditions including lower class size, PPE, cleaning, testing, and other key protocols. Support for our communities and families including canceling rents and mortgages, a moratorium on evictions/foreclosures, providing direct cash assistance to those not able to work or who are unemployed, and other critical social needs. Moratorium on new charter or voucher programs and standardized testing. Massive infusion of federal money to support the reopening funded by taxing billionaires in Wall Street. Equitable access to online learning. Earlier this month, teachers' union groups from Chicago to Orlando, Florida, held a national day of resistance to advance their agenda. Last month, more than 1,500 physicians signed a Job Creators Network Foundation petition advocating for elementary and middle schools to reopen this fall for in-person classroom schooling. As both a practicing physician and former governor, I understand that science should inform public policy decisions, said Jeff Collier, MD, a practicing physician, former governor of Kansas, and partner of the Job Creators Network Foundation. In this case, the science makes it abundantly clear that schools should resume in-person, classroom instruction for America's youth. It couldn't be more evident. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.